My aunt Stefanita and her husband Dick Camlock lived a good percentage of the spring and fall at the site out by Johnson Slough, where their garden was. And then throughout the summer, when they weren't working in the cannery, they would go out there. They raised a garden. They lived in a tent out there. They would take their bedrolls and some food, and away they'd go. The entire family would go. It wasn't just the two, Aunt Stefanita and Dijon. It was the whole family, including the infant children they would take, their grandchildren. This couple also were extremely nomadic. They traveled all the way to Portlock, Dogfish Bay, in various times of the year. They'd walk from here to Portlock or to Dogfish Bay, and that's where they lived. They lived in various places where hunting and fishing was good, and that's where they went. And this was happening when I was a young girl, and it was no hardship on them. They just packed up and went. I remember one day, it was Russian Christmas time, and we were going to Slawik and getting ready to, and there was all kinds of excitement amongst my family, my grandmother and my mom. They were expecting them to hike over the mountain in January to join them here. From Portlock. They knew exactly how many people were coming. I don't know how they knew that, but they knew that. And then I remember it was extremely dark outside, and people were getting real worried and restless because they were late getting to the village. But I guess they ran into a lot of hard times while they were hiking over. They had a lot of heavy packs on their back. They had children on their back and small children they were carrying, and my uncle said he'd fall into the snow up to his armpits.
Wow.
And they'd have a hard time getting back out again. They were hoping that there was a hard crust on the snow so they could hike, and had all kinds of difficulty. They'd stop every little bit and build a fire and have something hot to drink.